Our locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. I'm joined now by the Riverside girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Nice little stretch here, coach, for you and your team. You know, a couple games, couple of wins. Let's start with the game on Friday. A game that went into overtime at home against Jefferson County North. That seemed to have quite a few ups and downs in that game, but ultimately in overtime, you guys pull away, get the win 67-54. Let's start there. Take us through that game. What'd you like? What'd you see?
I liked how our offense was starting to come around, and I liked the way the girls battled. There's been a couple of times during the season we had close games, and you would kind of see them kind of, you know, we'd get in a lull. Like, you know, it was, not saying we gave up or given up, but it was like, oh, we're in this situation again, you know, and here we go again. You know what I mean? It was just that kind of look a little bit. And sometimes they'll snap out and we're tied up, but then we'd end up losing by four or losing by two in double overtime. But this game, you could see, you know, it was the fight. You know, it was homecoming. Maybe that kind of helped. The crowd was there. And they kept fighting, even when we went down at the within 12 seconds, you know. Came down, got a shot up. Then Nyla, you know, I always say Nyla does what Nyla does. she caught the ball in the air and shot it and nothing but net as time ran out. So after that, we just took off after that in overtime. So
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, and I've had a chance to see you guys play a couple of times this year, and I've really liked the way Nyla plays. You know, I think she's one of the best probably on-ball defenders, you know, in this league, and obviously being able to do it on both ends of the floor. And, you know, we've talked throughout the course of the year, and a lot of the struggles you've talked about has been on the offensive end. Well, at least the last two games, which, again, you have now won, including the game last night against Valley Falls, 59-28. So Friday you score 67, and the game against Valley you guys score 59. So, again, when we've talked all year about the offense just not being there, at least this last week, the offense has put together two of its best games of the year.
Yes, I think it has to do with a lot with our practice. We got to a point where we could really start shooting, you know, working on our shooting. You know, most of the other months we was working on defensive assignments, you know, defensive responsibility. You know, we had freshmen, then we had players that didn't play a lot and then started. So a lot of their responsibilities, you know, they didn't show up. And then when you have 6'3", you know, Taylor Weiser down there, she's covered up a lot of things. So, you know, I knew that was going to crop up this year. And so it just took us a while to really iron out the defensive responsibility. And we still are ironing out some more things. But I knew that we had the offensive ability. It's just we had to start making shots. So we changed up some things in our practice, and I think it's starting to really show its light right now.
Yeah, it's a good time for it to start coming up here with just three games left in the regular season. Certainly want to be playing your best basketball right now, and you get the best team right now in the league on Friday, so you're trying to keep this thing rolling. You'll see Troy again. You get him at home this time. You played him in game two back on December 13th, so that's been a long time, a few months, and Troy's still one of the best teams, a top six team in the state, and obviously one of the better players in the state in Harper Wettstein. So a second crack at Troy on Friday at home. What needs to be different this time around, and just talk about kind of the keys and adjustments maybe you guys have to make to come out with a win on Friday?
Probably what Andy Reid was talking about when they went to play the Super Bowl. It's like ball security. You know, we need to take care of the ball. The first time we played them, you know, they put a press on us, and, you know, we folded like a lawn chair in the wintertime. So, so this time around, hopefully, you know, we are handling the press a lot better. We kind of know where to attack and where to go, and not just to throw it, you know, and throw it into the opponent's hands. So we're doing a lot better there, and our scoring is coming around. So it'll be interesting. You know, it's a tough team, but this is why we play basketball. You know, we want to play against the best, and they're one of the best. So it'll be fun.
There it is, Craig Burns, Riverside girls basketball coach. They're back at home on Friday taking on Troy, but coming off two nice wins here in the last week against Jefferson County North on Friday and then Valley Falls on a Tuesday this week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate what you've done. The year is coming to an end again, But always enjoy talking to you every Wednesday, and may God bless everybody and be safe.